This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, more than 2 million farms in this country. Of those, the USDA says about a quarter are being run by beginning farmers, people who are relatively new to farming and so might not have the skills that are required beyond the actual farming part. Think the part that involves running a small business. So some California nonprofits are stepping in with business mentoring services for rookie farmers out here. Julia Mitrich reports as part of the California Dream Project.
Berta Magaña is looking over her 9-acre farm. She keeps her eye on a small farm crew moving along a row of strawberry plants. Magaña grew up in a family of farm laborers. She was a sharecropper and later worked in plant nurseries. Now, at 58, she's an independent farm owner on California's Central Coast, but she's still considered a beginner because she's run her farm for under 10 years. On this cloudy afternoon, she's got a visitor.
Berta! Señora Berta, buenas tardes.
That's David Mancera. He's part of a California nonprofit, the Kitchen Table Advisors, that works with small organic farmers and ranchers who are trying to scale up. He and Magaña talk about what mix of crops to plant and how to get bank loans. He asks her how the harvest is going.
¿Cómo le va ahora con la cosecha de las fresas?
Ahorita.
Magaña says it's the last strawberry harvest because the rain's coming. This is still a better yield than 2017 when she had some difficulties.
Porque este año tuve mejor producción.
For one thing, Magaña says her husband and farming partner had open-heart surgery. She couldn't harvest. But it helped that she and advisor Mancera had been working on a cash flow spreadsheet. It let the bank see that Magaña was tracking money in and money out, and she had a plan.
We don't tell them what to do. We guide them. We help them ask questions. Ultimately, they're the business owners. And so we're trying to help them develop this business mindset.
There's really no blueprint for becoming a small-scale farmer in California. Kristen Leach drives a tractor along a small plot of land she farms in the town of Winters, west of Sacramento. That's about 150 miles north of Magaña's farm. Leach, a Korean adoptee, got interested in traditional Korean farming as a way to connect with her heritage.
When I started my farm, it wasn't because I felt like a competent business person or had any even basic financial literacy as an individual.
She started out working for other farmers, and she had a restaurant job. Growing veggies was just a side hustle. Now Leach, who's 36, actually makes a living growing heirloom Korean chilies, herbs, and melons for an upscale San Francisco restaurant.
So it's sort of been like accidental business owner.
That's the case for a lot of beginners, says Evan Wigg of the Community Alliance with Family Farmers. The nonprofit advocacy group runs training and networking for rookie farmers.
We see farmers over and over again coming with a passion and interest and knowledge in crop production, in working with soil health management, and really that's usually what draws new people to agriculture.
Not the prospect of sitting behind a computer, filling out spreadsheets for crop planning, which is also part of the job. In California, land close to markets like San Francisco is expensive and hard to come by. And when small farms fail, Wigg says,
it's almost always comes down to some element of business planning.
Farmer Kristen Leach also gets guidance from a kitchen table advisor. She says the connection has helped her scale up her business and expand seed production.
For a lot of farmers, like that's just such a huge boost to just not feel alone in it or have people that are kind of advocating for you and can provide resources of one kind or another.
Leach says she's still learning from her advisor. She no longer runs her farm paycheck to paycheck, but she also says she's still stubborn enough to farm her own way. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich for Marketplace.